y'all. Y'all already know who it is. You know what? I'm going to stop doing introductions because y'all be knowing who I am. Like, what y'all think? Like, I'm going to stop doing introductions because I think y'all be knowing who I am. But I be wanting to let the new people that tune in who I am. So y'all welcome back to another episode of Black Girl Interrupted. Y'all know it's your girl Ash, your favorite girl from, well, the 504, baby. And tonight, I know I said Tuesday night, we were supposed to be talking about relationships tonight. Like, we were supposed to be addressing how you women be running away good men. But you know what? So, y'all, the other night, this story came across my timeline. And I'm always seeing situations like this. And I'm like, you know what? I don't ever really see nobody talking about this. So, y'all already know what I do before any episode. Like, before I jump into any conversation, y'all, again, welcome back to Black Girl Interrupted. Look, y'all, I got some new headphones. So, y'all, let me tell y'all. So, I don't know whether to call her my sister or my friend because she's going to stop playing with me, texting me, talking about, hey, friend. But y'all remember I was like, oh, I need some headphones. But y'all know them little earbuds just was not fitting. So my sister bought me some headphones, y'all. That's how serious I am about this podcast. So I'm upgrading, y'all. Be proud of me. Just little by little, I'm upgrading. So soon I'll be in like a little studio, and then it's just going to go from there. And then Black Girl Interrupted is going to be everywhere. So y'all already know, before I start any show, y'all already know I have to stop in and I have to do my mental health check-in. So y'all drop in the comments. Let me know how y'all feeling today. I know today is Thursday. Some people get paid tomorrow. Some people got paid last week. I already know, y'all. But drop in the comments. Let me know how y'all are doing. I'm not playing with you, girl. I'm talking about, hello, I do not like you. That's my sister. Anyways, best friend or high sister. Anyways, but that's who I'm in my headphones. Like, she's like really seriously about helping me get to where I need to be. But happy 420 to everybody. So if you high, let me know. Drop in the comments though. But y'all, let me know. Y'all already know I got to do my mental health check-in. Again, I can't stress it enough that mental health is very imperative. It takes all the 30 seconds to send somebody a text and ask them how their day is going. Y'all already know May 1st kicks off Mental Health Awareness Month. So every episode that I'm going to start doing for the month of May is going to be in regards to mental health. Suicide, depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenic. Also, trying to get a couple of therapists to come on. Hopefully their schedules will permit. So that way we could go ahead and we could really address the mental health crisis that is starting right, well, that is on the rise in the Black community, and what we can do as a people to, we have to remove that stigma. You know, I recommend and I advocate for mental health. Y'all already know, as a person that suffers and deals with depression and anxiety on a daily basis, it's tough. It's very difficult, especially when you feel like you don't have anyone to talk to. So definitely y'all be on the lookout for those episodes for the month of May. Again, y'all know I push and advocate for mental health. So if you are ever feeling some kind of way, let me go ahead and post this for y'all. I do have some resources right here. So these are just a few. Let me move this banner out of the way. These are just a few of the resources that I found with regards to African-American and Black-specific mental health resources. Any other resources that I may come across, I will definitely speak on, or I will post them on my Facebook page, because I do want Black men and Black women to know that there is help out there for us. You know, as much as they say, oh, there's no resources, as you can see on the screen, there are 5 resources that you can reach out to with regards of trying to get help for your mental, because I want to see all of us heal. I want to see all of us get better. You know, I understand it's easier said than done, but just know that I know exactly what you're going through. I feel you. I love you. And just know that it will get better. And just know that Black mental health does matter. It may not matter to you, but it absolutely matters to me. So y'all already know what I do before I start my show. Y'all know I always play something motivational, something encouraging, because you never know what a person is going through. You don't know what a person is feeling. So I always try to play something to keep you uplifted, to keep you encouraged, to keep you empowered, to keep you uplifted. Y'all let me know if y'all can hear me. See, this, like, I got to figure out this microphone. Like, I don't know. Like, it's, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to fix it and get it together. So, before we jump into tonight's show, again, I'm definitely doing my mental health check-in. So, don't forget, drop in the comments to let your girl know how you're feeling today. Like I say, today is Thursday. We're one day away from the weekend. What are your plans for the weekend? I think me, I'm just going to relax. Not do too much. I don't know. We'll see. Go hang out with my kids. Just do a little something. I don't know just yet. But let's go ahead and jump into the video, and then I'll be ready to jump into tonight's conversation.
I want to encourage somebody out there who's thinking about quitting and giving up. Somebody who has been praying for years for things to turn around. You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about giving up. You are folding. You are caving in. This is for you.
You're in this storm and you're down on your knees and you're cold and you're weak and you feel like this is the end. You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
Don't give up. Give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
When you fail, try again and again and again. You just take one step at a time.
It's hard, but it's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
I love the sun, but things don't grow because of the sun. You have to have some rain. And you've got to stop looking at rain in your life as something bad. My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats. Because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up. You thought for 1 minute that you broke me. You got me twisted. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Keep your head up. Stick your chest out. Continue to walk with pride. And know, if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's not going to be easy, but we have what it takes. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day. Don't look at night as darkness. Look at night as a new beginning.
And y'all know, as always, I always send some type of love, some type of encouragement, some type of empowerment. But whatever you're going through, whatever storm you are standing in the midst of, just know it doesn't rain always. You will always, 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 always make it through the storm. So, again, drop in the comments. Let me know how you're feeling today. You know, like I say, today is Thursday. I know I just saw y'all the other day, but I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. In case no one has told you that today, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of wherever you are in your life, because I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult, but guess what? It does get easier. you know, it definitely, definitely, definitely gets easier. Girl, you know what, BB? Let me tell you, don't be trying to call me out, girl. Javert the one, look at that. Javert the one, she got these for me. She told me, she told me I looked stupid with them earbuds. She said it was getting on her nerves, so she bought me these, sent me a text, and was like, give me your address. And so then she sends me a picture today and was like, oh, go open your door. Sends me like a text. I open the door, and here's this package. So here are my little earbuds. And yes, they're Beats. Beats by Dre. That's what they are. She told me, oh, I'm so proud of you. Yes, baby, I'm proud of you. I love you, baby, my girl. Yes. Now, all I need now is the studio, the space. That's all I need is the space. So, you see that? She talking about, she did. She couldn't stand them up. I know it. Y'all, they was too, like, I don't know. My ears are small, but I hear everything. But anywho, y'all let me know if y'all can hear me. Look, okay, let me turn my microphone this way. I really don't like it because I feel like I'm screaming and like y'all can't hear me. But anywho, so we are jumping into tonight's conversation. So like I said, I know I said Tuesday we were supposed to be talking about women and relationships. But baby, let me tell y'all something. It is really about time for me to start addressing these bad ass kids. Because I'm about sick of them, okay? Let me tell y'all, I'm about sick of these children. I'm about sick of these parents. But see, y'all need to start parenting your children. Like, you know, let's just jump into the conversation before I even get on my soapbox and go into my rant. But anyway, for those that are tuning in, y'all, welcome to another episode of Black Girl Interrupted. Y'all know it's your girl, Ashley, the favorite girl from the 504, baby, bringing y'all hot and spicy topics. I'm bringing you everything, everything, everything. So let's go, let's go, let's go. So tonight's topic is you need to learn to stay in a child's place. So let me tell y'all what prompted me to do this topic tonight. So I'm scrolling on social media and I come across this video where this girl is fighting her teacher behind a cell phone. So at first I was angry at the teacher because I came in and caught like the end of it. So when somebody finally uploaded it on, I think it was on TikTok or something like that, I saw the whole video. And then what saddened me was the parent that defended the behavior of this child. So it made me stop and think for a moment and say, baby, if that had been me acting like that at the school, baby, let me tell you something about Joanne. My mama ain't before 11, but baby, she got the soul of a 6-foot woman. Do you hear me? Joanne would have came and whooped my ass in front of everybody. Kids, students, faculty, baby, everybody would have saw. If I would have been at that school acting the way that that young lady was acting. For those that have not seen the video, let me go ahead and roll the video. And then I want to jump back into the conversation. But again, tonight's conversation is you need to learn to stay in a child's place. Because some of these children out here, 12, 13 years old, and think you grown, I'm going to tell you right now, 12, 13 years old, 8 years old, you step to me like you an adult, I'm going to handle you like an adult. So again, for those that have not seen the video, let me go ahead and roll it, and then we're going to jump back into the conversation because I want to know your thoughts about this. Here we go.
Right now at 6, Rocky Mount police are investigating after a fight between a substitute teacher and a student. It was all caught on video. Thank you for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm Gerald Owens. This fight was caught on a cell phone camera by someone in the classroom. Since then, people have shared it more than 800 times on social media. WRO's Destiny Patterson explains this all started over a cell phone.
It started as an argument over a confiscated cell phone.
Don't touch me.
And it quickly escalated. The scuffle ended with substitute teacher Xavier Esteel and the unnamed student on the ground. Steele's hands appear to be pressing down near the student's head, and the student screams.
Get out! Get a taste! Get a taste! Get a taste! is ancient.
It's not clear why Steele took the student's phone.
The cell phones has got no place in class. And then you're going to go up there and jump on the teacher or fight a teacher. That is wrong.
WREL obtained the district's cell phone policy, which says she was within her authority to take it if the phone was visible or the student was using it. The district's assistant superintendent says the employee has the right to, quote, reasonably restrain the student if they're attacked and can defend themselves to the point that they are free of the threat or attack. Betty Atchison is also a substitute teacher.
If you have not gone into a school recently to see how the kids act, you would just be totally surprised at the disrespect some of them can render.
But she says it shouldn't get physical.
As the adult, that you have to try to contain yourself.
While police are using the word assault, they have not announced any formal charges against either the substitute teacher or the student.
The district says that Steele has been working as a substitute teacher since last school year, and because the police and the school district are investigating the incident, at this time it's not clear what the punishments would be, if any at all. Destiny Patterson, WREL News, Rocky Mount.
We first broke this story on WREL.com and through our news app. Right now we have the full video posted right there for you, along with the school district's policies related to what happened.
New in the
You know what? Let me take me a deep breath before I let me read some of the comments and then because baby, oh Lord, see this is why I couldn't be a teacher because I would definitely need bail money. But baby, let me tell you. So BB says that's coming next. Come on, upgrades for Black Girl Interrupted. Baby, let me tell you something. I told you I was serious. Y'all thought I was playing when I told y'all I was really serious about my podcast. Like, when I tell y'all I am so ready to walk away from corporate America because I know what my calling and my purpose is, and this is it. So every little step, baby, every little step, I'm going to get to exactly my final destination. She said, this podcast is going to be good, girl. Hey, Edwin, my sugar plum from Atlanta. I miss you, my baby. Oh, there go my big brother. What's up, Will the Third? Shout out to my big brother, baby, who has always supported me, who has encouraged and pushed me to stay on my journey. I appreciate you, big brother. Oh, there go my boy. What's up, Kenfolk Sims? Long time no see. Good to see you. He says, I can't stand these ungrateful little demons shaking my fucking head. Monica says, no cap. Moms would have took us all down. There go my brother Will the Third. Hey, brother, big brother. Let me know when I'm ready for Black Male Podcast to come back. That's what I'm waiting on now. Come on, brother. You need to, like, come on. I need you to go and run that back. But I'm going to pose this question. For those that are just tuning in, I am talking tonight about these children need to learn to stay in a child's place. Like, for real, for real. Y'all, there go my son. There go my baby. Okay, yes, that's my son. So, Ja'Cory, I'm so glad you tuned in because I definitely want your input on tonight's conversation. So, here we go. So, here we are. Tonight's topic is we are talking about you need to learn to stay in a child's place. So, I want to know, y'all, who do y'all feel was wrong, the teacher or the student? So, for those that don't know or for those that have seen the video, I am speaking in regards to the substitute teacher. The incident between the substitute teacher and the student behind a cell phone. So we don't know what led up to the teacher confiscating the cell phone, but the student got irate, walked behind the desk, and as y'all saw from the video, she charged at the teacher. She swung at the teacher, so the teacher started leaning on her ass. Like, it was, you know, what are your thoughts? Who do you feel was right or wrong, the teacher or the student? Because when I saw this on TikTok, y'all, I saw a lot of parents that were defending what this little girl did. And let me say this. For the parents that defended this child's behavior, this lets me know right now that them children are fighting you at home. This lets me know that they're disrespecting you in the household. That's what this shows me. for you to condone a child, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe that this was the eighth grader, seventh or eighth grader, I believe eighth grade, was in the right to step into the space of the teacher, and you're cussing at the teacher, telling you, oh, you're going to give me my fucking phone back, and then you swing, and the teacher defended herself. That's exactly what she should have done. And it's in the policy. And she restrained the girl. And in the video, you heard her say, get a teacher, get a teacher, get a teacher. And then you had students that were on the teacher's side that said the little girl was wrong. The girl was wrong. Because what I don't understand is, why are you parents not being parents? Because again, when I was coming, if I would have went to the school and was trying to fight a teacher, let me tell you something. My mama would have been at the school and would have put her foot square dead in my behind in front of everybody, students and faculty. That's what my mama would have been doing to me if I would have went to the school. I remember the very first time, y'all, I got into a fight at school. Oh, babe, my mama came and clowned, cut up with me at school because I'm up there fighting, because that's not the way she raised me. But I'm at the school acting a fool. That's when parents were parents. And then you wonder why these teachers are leaving, retiring, because the level of disrespect towards authority is at an all-time high, baby. I don't know what happened to this generation. Mamas is 40 and grandma, you know, you got babies raising babies. You laugh and joke and you're tickled at the behavior that these children display till they get you in public and embarrass you. Now you shame. You start raising your children, start holding yourself accountable for your children's behavior. We wouldn't have these problems. And see, the problem is now these days, the mamas is in their early 40s, the child is this age, and then the child got a baby. Y'all not parenting no more. Y'all too busy trying to be friends. Y'all drinking and smoking with your children. And then when it comes time to show some, y'all know the word. My mind just literally went blank. When it's time to show some form of discipline, these children don't respect you. They don't take you seriously because you've been so busy trying to be their friend. More of a friend and less of a parent. And I can only speak for me. But that's the problem these days. Y'all do not, these children do not respect authority. Let me tell y'all, when they started giving kids phone numbers and saying, oh, call 911 if your parents are whooping you, that's where the problem came in. Because whoopings didn't hurt nobody. We grew up just fine. So let me hop into some of the comments. Okay, let's see. Y'all, there go my son. Oh, there go my other brother. Let's get it, GA. Good to see you, brother. He say, sis, I agree with what the teacher did. She had every right to defend herself. These kids today act like they grown. You want to be grown? I'm going to kick your ass like you grown. Period. Period. That's the thing, is these children, 12, like in this video, you was big and bad, but once that teacher got you and restrained you, then you will cry, oh, get off me, get off me, get off me. But you poked her. You provoked this behavior. You provoked this reaction from this teacher. If you didn't want that done, you should have left her alone. First off, you don't need a phone in class anyway. You need to be focusing on your schoolwork. That's another issue. Phones need to be put away, and that's always been a policy. You couldn't have phones out in class. And when they took them, guess what? Your parents had to come pick it up at the end of the day. Then if they caught you again with it, they kept it to the end of the school year. So, Kim Folk says, he say these demons understand clearly that if the parents try to discipline them, they could call CPS to get out of being disciplined. Shaking my head. Also, they know they could get away with this. Demonic behavior at the schools when the teachers can't do a damn thing to maintain order and discipline within the classroom. Shaking my head. Right. Right. But see, parents instead of chat, like they laugh at this. Like it's almost like they get a kick out of this. I've seen videos. Big Brother Will, you remember the video you sent me? He said these kids are raised by adults that want to be their friends. Absolutely. Authority. Absolutely. So my son says, yeah, the teacher was right to defend themselves. Oh, there go my honey. Hey, babe. I hope you're having a good night at work. I love you. God bless you. Mwah. So my son says, the reason kids like that are, kids are the way that they act like the way that they are is because parents are impatient to sit down and educate them on why they shouldn't act like that. Right. They uphold that behavior. That's, to me, that's a problem. So Miss Linda says, hey, Miss Linda. She say, I agree. Kids are so disrespectful. My son says, parents are quick to beat their kids into submission rather than talk to them. So let me say this. It's only so much talking you can do. It's only so much talking you can do. Because when I was coming up, and I'm in my late 40s, we got spanked. We got disciplined. If we were disrespectful or we got somewhere and we acted out of character, we got disciplined for this. We were reprimanded for this. Grandparents, we had the community that was able to discipline us, reprimand us, whatever word y'all want to use. We had that. This is gone in this generation. We no longer have that anymore. Parents are even, like parents, if you see a child doing something, are scared to say something to a child because the child going to be ready to fight you and then the parents going to be ready to fight you for even saying something to that child. I remember when the community stuck together and you made sure that these children stayed out of trouble. That's what we had when I was coming up. You know, we had, like, if you got in trouble at school, you wasn't talking on no phone. You couldn't go outside. Parents was taking away stuff that they knew you liked. Me, I like talking on the phone, and I like going outside. So guess what? When I got in trouble, I couldn't go outside. I couldn't talk on the phone. My mama would take the phone out of my room, and if I went and snuck and got the phone, oh, my mama was picking up, Ashley, didn't I tell you you couldn't be on the phone? Oh, yeah, that's what my mama did. We were really, truly disciplined back in the day. We had real rules and regulations. These parents act like they're afraid of their children. You brought these children into the world, so why are you afraid of your child? But you raised them, and you have to take accountability because you raised them that way. You raised them that way. So let me say this. If you don't get a hold of your children, let me tell you who is, a jail cell or the cemetery. That's where your children are going to be if you don't get control of them right now. Right now. You don't get control of them, you either go and visit them in the cemetery or you're going to visit them behind some bars. You make the choice, parent, what you want to do. So Miss Linda says parents are not being parents. They are trying to be friends. I'm telling you, Miss Linda, I cannot stress that enough. That's the problem these days. These parents are so focused on trying to be cool with their kids. They don't want the children mad at them and forget how to be parents. And then you defend this type of behavior. You go to the school and you're ready to fight the teacher. You're ready to fight the faculty. You got a problem, ma'am or sir. You got a real big problem. And then you wonder why we're losing good teachers because of this. These teachers are already overworked. They already underpaid and then got to come to school and deal with your monster. Oh, no, baby, I'd leave too. I would quit too. I would retire too because you know what? The faculty don't even back the teachers like they're supposed to. Now let's wake that up. So let's get it. GA says, I remember when I was a kid, and if we acted a fool in public or in school, I got my ass whooped. Then my dad would hand the phone to me, and he would say, call the police. You got your ass whooped. Period. Let me tell you, my mama would say, "You bet if you call the police, you better call the coroner too." Period. That's all it was. Until I went through my rebellious phase, and I just thought I could. Yeah. Then my mama used to fight me. Yeah, she did. Because, baby, I thought I was grown. Could nobody tell me nothing. Will the third say there was real consequences? I'm telling you, back in the day, I'm telling you, because everybody was involved. If your neighbors or someone at the school, but see, Big Brother, going back to your stand on your comment, parents were involved with teachers. You get what I'm saying? They backed the teachers. If the teacher called your mama or your daddy and say, hey, Will was at school acting up, mama was at the school in front of the teacher. Okay, now what did you do? Parents were involved. They were more involved in their children's lives than they are now. Y'all too busy acting like y'all letting the TV and social media raise your children. That's what y'all are doing. That's the problem. Y'all are not taking the time to parent your children. So Raphael said, these are the kids who grew up and was told they could call 911 or CPS. You know what? I'm not going to play. Jewel, get your brother. Get your brother-in-law right now. He said, get your brother-in-law, Jewel. I know you see him, sis. Get him right now. Hey, sis, speak on the ignorance of some of these parents and students. Absolutely. She say it's not an act. They truly fear what they shit out. But you know, sis, but that's their problem. Stop going to the clubs. Stop running here and there and stay home with your children. Be a mother, be a father to your children. This is what these children need. This is where these children are lacking. And then you depend, when you send your children to school, you depend on the teachers. No. That's not the teacher's responsibility to chastise your child. That's your responsibility. That's the baby you laid down and had. But I guarantee you, if they start charging these parents, I bet you this shit will stop. I bet you that. I bet you if they start filing charges against these parents for the behavior of their children, I bet you this will stop. I bet you this will stop. And I forgot to post the update. So this here, the teacher and the student have both been charged with simple assault, y'all. Both of them. They filed charges on both of them, the teacher as well as the student. So a lot of people are like, what the hell? Why? If it's in your policy where it says there's a no cell phone policy, the teacher has the right to defend herself and restrain, but she got simple assault charges as well. The teacher as well as the student. Now, how you love that? How does that make sense? To me, that's, you're saying that it's okay for a student to attack a teacher. Basically, so let me say this. So you're pretty much saying that a teacher can no longer defend themselves against students. That they're just supposed to stand there and take this. I mean, you run up on me, I'm going to give you exactly what you ran up and asked for. I'm going to give it to you. I promise I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you exactly what you asked for. And then we as parents don't support the teachers. You mad at the teachers when the teachers call and tell you your child is talking too much in class. You upset. Be mad at yourself because you didn't reprimand your child and teach your child how they need to be acting in public. But see, you don't do that because see, they disrespect you behind closed doors. And they disrespect you in public. I've seen it. And ain't no way. Ain't no way. One thing I can say about my children. My children have never gotten me anywhere in public and disrespected me. Never. Never. One thing, I got an old school mom. My mama raised my children. My children are respectful. They don't get nowhere and act crazy. They don't do none of that. I can count on one hand the number of times I've ever had to spank any one of my children. One hand. I can count on one hand. And my son, Maybe he could attest to that. But I've never had to spank my children. Maybe once or twice I popped their hand or something. Stop, leave that alone. But my children have never gone to the school and acted up. Never. Never. My children have never acted like that. So shout out to the parents that are raising phenomenal children. Shout out to y'all. I got to give love and grace to y'all because I know it's hard. Shout out to the teachers. Shout out to the teachers, all the educators. I commend y'all. I take my hat off to y'all. Because y'all go through a lot for that little bit of money that they pay y'all. And you have teachers really that are genuinely out here that really love what they're doing. My heart goes out to y'all. Because y'all don't deserve that. Jules say nope because he's speaking facts. Girl, I know it. Your brother crazy. So Linda says should have been done that. Charged them. But they charged the student and the teacher. Both of them. Simple assault. They charged the teacher simple assault and they charged the young lady under the juvenile law with simple assault. So we'll see how that goes. So Javer says, as an educator, I see it from both sides, but I have to stand on my own morals in a situation like this. You run up, baby, believe you me, you will get done up. I'll give you fair warning, though. And that's exactly what the teacher did. The teacher told her, go. Like, you know, she told her, go on. But the girl kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And then when she swung at the teacher, all hell broke loose. And you had some parents that were defending that. Jewel says, wow. Miss Linda say punk ass school districts. Right. And then you wonder why we no longer have these good seasoned teachers. No wonder you see a revolving door every year because this is what these teachers go through. And it's disheartening. Let's get it. GA says, preach, sis. Javier, that was for you. Miss Linda say you don't have the teachers' backs. Right. And a lot of these parents don't either. But like I say, I remember parents and teachers, they worked together. Now, again, the parents get mad at the teachers when the teachers call and say, hey, so-and-so, they talking a little too much in class. Or they send notes home. Hey, I need to have a meeting with you because I need to address some issues with your child. And then when the parents come to the school, that ain't my baby. My baby ain't talking it. Yes, he is. Or yes, she is. That's what they doing. Stop believing that your children are angels because they're not. Because let me tell you something. Children act a different way when they're away from their parents. And I can only speak for me. Because see, when I was with my mom, I acted like, you know, I had some sense. But when I'm out and about with my friends and I'm in my circle, I didn't act that same way around my mama. So don't never say what your children will and won't do. Stop saying that. So Papa Falcon says, the 14-year-olds today have the mindset of an 18-year-old a decade ago. They act grown before puberty hits. Right. But you know what, Papa Falcon? The parents encourage that behavior. Parents encourage that. Look at some of these posts that we see on social media where these little girls are 5 and 6 years old, and they got on these little halter tops, and they all like this, and they pictures and stuff. Parents encourage that. Your child is 5 years old. Why is your baby in a halter top? Why is your baby dressing? Why? And y'all think it's cute. And then you have your son dressed just like the men that you want, but y'all think that's cute. Y'all not ready for that conversation. Because it's the truth. We see it far too often. You mama, stop dressing your sons like these men that you date. And you mothers, stop dressing your daughters like how you dress. Let these children be children. You get what I'm saying? Stop forcing them to grow up too fast because we see that all the time. So you hit the nail on the head, Papa Falcon, with that one. So Raphael says it starts at home. Some of these kids are acting out because mommy choosing a man over her kids, vice versa. And these parents are neglecting the mental issue signs also. Baby, don't even get me started on that. Don't even get me started on that. So Will says if they start charging teachers from doing the right thing, we will see teachers quitting across the country. Right. I don't understand, why did this teacher have charges filed against her and she was defending herself? We saw the video. I saw the video. You saw the video. Everybody has seen the video. This little girl came in her space telling her what she gonna do. No, baby, you're not gonna tell me what I am and what I'm not gonna. You a child. That's why tonight's topic is you need to learn to stay in a child's place. Do y'all remember when we was growing up, babe, we couldn't sit under adults as children. Baby, you got that look. And you knew you had to get up and get from up under them adults when they was talking. You knew that. It's different, man. This generation. It's so different. Hey, Diana. She says, the only thing I could think of is there's some sort of restraint protocol. Yes. So the restraint protocol was that you have the right to restrain a child till they no longer pose a fear or threat. So there was a restraint protocol. And if you look at if you go back and look at the video, you hear her telling them, get a teacher, get it. So she's telling, you know, the students, please call another teacher while she has this little girl restrained. So she followed the protocol. And she had been a substitute teacher at that school. I want to say, I think they said like 2 or 3 years. So she was familiar at that school. So let's get it. GA says, I have a 13-year-old son. I wish he would do some ish like that. I promise you I would serve time behind. I'm telling you. We don't have parents like that no more. So Jacory says, all of this stems to neglectful parents. Right. And that's what a lot of parents were saying. We got to take some ownership for this. A lot of parents were like, we have to own this because guess what? It starts at home. The foundation starts at home. Not at school. The foundation is right there in your house. So your children are a reflection of you. And a lot of people don't want to own it. A lot of parents don't want to take accountability for that. And I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know that's a tough bowl to eat from. I know that's a tough pill to swallow. But parents, y'all, we have to take accountability because we are the foundation of our children. It starts right at home. We are our children's first teachers. We are. We are our children's first teachers. We are. We teach them and we mold them and show them right from wrong. The teachers enhance what we've done. While we're educating them at home, they're educating them outside the home. They're preparing them for the world. And we're helping as well. We're working together. It's a correlation. It's the reciprocity. But unfortunately, teachers these days, they're not getting that from us no more. We're not backing these teachers. We're not holding ourselves accountable for our children's behavior. Because again, y'all, it starts at home. And a lot of y'all don't see that. A lot of y'all feel like, oh, my child is not doing. Yes, he is. Or yes, she is. If I'm telling you I just saw your child cussing somebody out at the school, you need to handle that. Stop encouraging that behavior. Because I've heard parents say, or if your teacher say something to you tell them, you say something back. Y'all encourage this type of behavior. And then you get mad when it falls on you. Then you get mad when you got to go see your child behind bars. Then you upset because now you got to go see your child laid out in the cemetery because that same behavior that you encouraged, they took into the world. Now, you encourage that type of toxicity. So now they've carried it into the world, and they feel like they could do that to anybody. And guess what? Now they're sitting behind bars, or now they're laid out in a cemetery, and you're now, you know, planning a funeral. Hey, my TT. She says student was out of line. Absolutely. So Papa Falcon says, teachers don't get paid nearly enough for the service they're doing. Right. Districts are already on them about these children passing these standardized tests. That's one stress. Then you got these teachers when COVID hit that were doing the hybrid schedule, that were running between the home and the campus. Then if they got sick, you tell them, you got to use your PTO. These teachers are using their own money to purchase supplies for children. I get it. I know times are tough, and we don't always have the money. But some of these teachers are actually doing this because this is what they enjoy doing. They love education. They love educating students. And they don't deserve this type of treatment that we see on a consistent basis. This is what we see, y'all. Every time we turn around, you're seeing a student attacking a teacher. If it ain't the teacher sleeping with the students, you're seeing the students attacking the teachers, baby. We can't win for losing in the school. Miss Linda say, just the child parent. So Jules says to you, Javert, she says, and be waiting on the ignorant-ass parent as soon as they show up. I'm going to close that food store because I don't play with kids. And that's how it be. Parents don't even know what's going on and be ready to fight the teacher. Because you taking the word of your child. You taking the word of your child. You not even giving the teacher a chance to even explain. You just automatically assume the teacher wrong. You jumping all in the teacher face. Oh, you da, da, da. That's why I couldn't be a teacher, a school bus driver. I could nothing. Because baby, the way these, I see why these teachers want to carry pistols to school. I understand wholeheartedly now. Hey, cousin. So let me answer that. So she said, did I see the mom's response? So let me tell you. So somebody posted that, and then somebody turned around and said that was not the mom. So I don't know if that was the truth. I don't know if that was the mom, if that was a friend. We don't know if that was something fake. But I know they've said that the mother has yet to respond. The mother has not come forward and made a statement. So we don't know. Oh, cousin say her mother stated that she does the same to her. Well, maybe that was the mom. I know some people were saying that was not the mom. I think some people, you know, some social media detectives, you know, did their little due diligence, and they said that they didn't feel, you know, that was not the mom. So I don't know. I'll keep looking, and if it comes to light out, y'all know I'll definitely keep y'all updated. So Jules says exactly, they're allowing these kids to. I'm telling you. So Raphael says, gotta go, headed back to work. Great show, babe. Love you, and I hope you have a good night at work, and I'll talk to you when you get off. So Dominique says, her mom very much approved of the teacher's response and action. She didn't uphold the child wrongdoing. Okay, send me that, because I saw another post where they were like, where the mom says, oh, I do that to her, something. So send me that one, because I don't think I've seen that. So Jules says they are not allowing these kids to be kids. I don't know. The last time I've seen a little girl with balls and barrettes, now it's weave and spandex. It's just a sad situation all around. It's almost like, y'all, they are sexualizing these kids, these children. Again, you see mothers dressing their sons just like the men that they date. You see your parents dressing their daughters the way the mamas dress, and they think it's cute. I see it on social media all the time, y'all. Every time I'm scrolling on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, I'm always seeing a little five-year-old girl with a little halter top, with her little stomach out, and she's posed like this with her leg up. I'm seeing this all the time. But again, they encourage this type of behavior. So Miss Linda says, I agree with the lady. Putting boyfriends and girlfriends first. Only have time for themselves. We are losing our kids, and it's sad. Charge the parents every time anything goes on at school. I agree with you. Because I'm telling you, If y'all start holding these parents accountable for how these kids act at school, I bet you this will stop. I bet you it'll stop. But I bet you if these parents start controlling their children, you start disciplining your children, you won't have this problem. So Jewel says, I see parents today partying, clubbing, smoking weed, and literally hanging out with their kids. Parents have to do better, and they do. But if you listen to some of these new generation parents, they're like, they want to be the cool mom. They want to be the mom that's light. Let me tell you something. I don't give a damn if your child like me or not, because I'm not the parent that's here to be light. I'm here to love, nurture, and provide for my children in a healthy way, because I'm the foundation. It starts with me. It starts with the parents. You're supposed to set the groundwork for these children. That's what you're supposed to do. Javier said, the fuck wheel. So Diana says, I didn't think she was excessive in her restraining when she had her on the floor. I don't think the charge will stick. I hope it doesn't. Because let me tell you, that teacher, y'all, I wish I could have found, because they did some updates, but they, like, there's no videos or anything like that. But you had buku parents, y'all, that were advocating for the teacher and seeing that this child was wrong. Even students that were in the classroom, one of the students, they will not name, of course, because they're juveniles, that actually recorded it, said they just said they wouldn't go help the girl because she was wrong. They said this girl provoked the situation. So we don't know, again, what prompted the phone to even be confiscated. Like, we don't know. So I think we're still kind of waiting on that backstory. But all we know is that there is a cell phone policy that was in place that states they're not supposed to have the phones out, whatever. If they, you know, they could have cell phones, but they're not supposed to be out in the classroom. So there is a cell phone policy. There is a protocol when it comes to altercations between students and teachers with how to restrain. So there is a restraint policy, and that was posted in the video. Miss Diana says, you got to watch your kid as closely as you watch the teachers. It sucks as parents. We can't pop up anymore. Girl, Diana. Girl, let me give you a round of applause for that, because you know what? I remember that too. It's like you got to check in. You got to make an appointment to come up to the school. Why? If I'm coming to check on my child, what do I need an appointment? If I'm coming to the school to make sure that my child is doing what he or she is supposed to do, why do I need to make an appointment? Back in the day, baby, parents could just show up and sit in the class, and they were allowed to sit in the classrooms too. They were allowed to do that. You made a bad grade, parents was coming to the school. They was having a conversation with you and the teacher. So Miss Linda says jail time is not off the table. So we'll see. Any updates that roll through, y'all know I will definitely keep y'all updated on that. Hey, Terry. He's like, hey, sis, good to see you doing well. Yes, I miss you. I hope you are doing well. We definitely have to catch up. Absolutely have to catch up. So y'all, let me show y'all this other video, because as I was doing my research for this, I stumbled across some other videos. If I'm not mistaken, this was in Atlanta. So y'all tell me what y'all think about this. So give me a second. Hold tight. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this one. Again, this was in Atlanta. So here we go.
But first, video shows a student attacking a Rockdale County teacher, sending her to the hospital with a broken leg. Good evening. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I'm Tom Haynes. The sheriff's office and the school district now have open investigations. NewsHat reporter Joy Dukes joins us now from the live desk. Joy, teacher advocates say classrooms have gotten more violent over the years.
Yeah, Tom, that teacher will have to undergo rehabilitation for her injuries. A representative for a state teachers union says that kind of violence at the hands of students is directly related to the country's massive teacher shortage.
This video of a student attacking a teacher inside a Heritage High School classroom on January 26th is now under review by the school district and authorities with the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office.
Students are out of control.
The video, which has since been shared thousands of times on social media, shows chaos erupting in the hallway after an argument between the student and teacher seen here escalates. As that student appears to slam the classroom door on the teacher and then begins to throw punches.
There is no excuse for the violence. There is no excuse for children who are coming to our schools daily and wreaking havoc so others cannot learn.
Verdelia Turner is the president of the Georgia Federation of Teachers. She says she was angered by what she saw in that video when she first watched it Monday. She tells Fox 5 incidents like this one make it difficult to keep teachers inside the classroom.
When we search the web and just Google student assaults on teachers, we'll see numerous assaults across the country.
She believes both students and parents should be held accountable.
In this city and this state, we are in a state of emergency, and right now, we need zero tolerance.
A spokesperson for Rockdale County Public Schools issued a statement that reads in part, quote, RCPS does not tolerate student violence towards any staff members. Students who harm other students or staff will be disciplined according to our student discipline code of conduct and will be appropriately charged by law enforcement.
It's unclear exactly what disciplinary action that student is facing from the school tonight. No word on potential criminal charges at this time either, but the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office says the investigation is active and ongoing. From the live desk, Joy Dukes, Fox 5 News.
Very disturbing video there. Joy, thanks.
And that's just one of many that I came across. Again, and you wonder why we're losing all these phenomenal teachers. You're wondering why it's hard to hire teachers, because this is what they have to deal with. These kids go in the world and act like they fear nothing. She broke that teacher's leg. And you saw the teacher walking away. Why should you know, that just is sad how this generation of children no longer respect authority and fear nothing. They don't even fear going to prison because they've glamorized prison so much. I don't understand. I don't even understand. Y'all make it make sense to me. So Terry says, us as parents have the responsibility to teach our children respect, but I don't really know the story. So what happened was there was an incident in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. A teacher confiscated a young lady's cell phone. Student got irate, went behind the desk, and was antagonizing the teacher, swung at the teacher, and the teacher went to laying them holy hands on her. And yet both of them have been charged with simple assault, the teacher as well as the student. I don't feel like any charges should have been filed against the teacher, because little girl, you knew the policy. You knew you wasn't supposed to have your cell phone out. So I'm pretty sure she was sitting there playing on her phone, probably texting, probably on TikTok or whatever. And the teacher probably told her once, twice, put the phone away. And then the girl was like, oh, this is my phone. I could just imagine what happened, because I hear it. Oh, this is my phone. This is my phone. You can't have my phone. And so when the teacher confiscated it, like she was supposed to, according to the policy, then the little girl got up and wanted that be grown and got her ass handed to her, as she should have. Period. So I'm with the teacher. I promise you. I support the teacher wholeheartedly, because I'm telling you, these little demons out here, they beg. You couldn't pay me to be no teacher. Nope. Not at all. But see, your child run up on me, I'm going to be ready for your mammy. I'm going to be ready for your whole family. I'm going to be ready for all of them. And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb, period. So Diana says, yeah, all these shootings, so it's understandable why we can't. But we need to put some cameras or something in the classroom to keep the teachers and kids accountable. Most people behave better when they know they're being monitored. I wish that was true, sis, but sometimes they don't even care about the camera. They don't even care. The mindset of these children these days, sis, they don't fear nothing. They don't fear the consequences of their act. They don't fear it because the parents are at home telling them that it's okay to go to school and act like this. They encourage this type of behavior. So I get what you're saying, sis, but these parents encourage this type of behavior. I've heard parents tell their children, if your teacher say something to you, you let me know and I'm going to come up to the school. What? Oh, okay. So Terry says, I'm doing well. We definitely have to catch up. Got some things to tell you. Gotcha. I'll hit you up this weekend. So Diana says, a hot fucking mess. And Rockdale isn't even the hood. Shaking my head. There go my favorite Breda. Hey, Bookie. I miss you so much, y'all. Shout out to my Breda, babe. I cannot wait to get back in your chair. Donalise, I need to bring my baby to you. She needs a hair braided. So Steven says, good to see you, big brother. He says some of these kids ain't bad. They're sick. The teacher was twice her size. Normal people don't pick fights with people bigger than them. Brother, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that because, baby, I done seen it, brother. Look, children thinking they could challenge somebody big. I've seen it. I done seen adults do that. Small and think they can run up on somebody big. I've seen it, brother. So I'm going to have to give you a little pushback on that one because I've seen it. And the teacher wasn't twice her size. She might have been a few inches taller than her. I've seen it. So, yeah. So size and height and weight don't matter, baby. You run up, you're going to get done up, period. If you, this is what I'm going to say this. You want to be treated like an adult, you're going to get dealt with like an adult. That little girl thought she was grown, and she ran up on that teacher and didn't think that teacher was going to do nothing to it. And guess what? She got the Jesus hands laid on her, baby. She got them anointed hands. She got them rated E hands for everybody. I've seen it. So Linda says, I didn't see all of the video at first. Teacher needs to file a lawsuit. And she does. Sue the parents. So Jules says this generation of kids just wake up angry every day. Right. And then come to school or go out into the world and spew their negativity into the world. If you that miserable and you that angry, stay your ass at home. Because ain't nobody got time for that. Don't nobody have time to deal with that energy. So Terry says, it seems to me since they took religion and prayer out of schools, it's gone bad. He say, just an opinion. I agree. Jewel says, sad part is that teacher is not CPI certified. Pray for him. So Miss Diana says, a lot of kids don't have parents. They just have sperm and egg donors that they live with. That's why I make it my business to mother every child in my presence on at least some level, especially in my kids' school. And that's what I was saying in the beginning, Diana, was we had the village. We had the community that stuck together that ensured that these children were doing right. We had that. We no longer have that anymore. We have this new generation where parents want to be friends with their children. Instead of parenting, they want to be friends with their children. And that moves me right here. Parents need to be parents and not friends. That's I just don't understand. What is this fetish of wanting to be the cool mom and the liked mom or the house that everybody comes to hang out at? Let me tell you something about my mom. My mama didn't want nobody in her house. My mama didn't go for all of that. My mama didn't give a damn about being liked by other parents or other children. Parents these days, it's almost like they fetishize. It's almost like, I gotta be the cool mom. I don't want to raise my children the way my mama raised me. But you turned out okay. You need to get control of your children. You need to take accountability for what you're not doing at home. Your children are a product of what they see. If you display positive things in your household, you're going to have positive things with your children. But if you're doing everything that's toxic, that's what these children are going to, they're going to normalize that. Because we see parents that feel like fighting is the solution to everything. Cussing somebody out is the solution to everything. That's how some of these parents think. So guess what? You're teaching that to your children. So your children are going to go into the world and they're going to think the way to resolve their issues is to fight. It's to shoot. It's to cuss somebody out. It's to go and do this and to go and do that. No. No. That's not how it goes. That's not how it goes. So Stephen says, Stephen says, what the hell? Yeah, brother. Let me tell you something. I've seen smaller people try to charge at bigger people. I've seen it. So Diana says, do you think people in positions of power and authority should be held to a higher standard in regards to self-control and de-escalation? We do. I agree. But that woman showed a lot of restraint. She was cool until the girl swung at her. The girl swung at her. The teacher had the restraint. She had the self-control. She tried to de-escalate, you know, telling the girl, go on, you know. But the girl kept coming and coming and coming until she swung at her. I think a lot of teachers, when you're being pushed so much, that self-control, I think that shit goes out the window in that moment because you like, you know what? Now you really coming for me. Now you really gunning for me. Now I feel like I'm in fear of my life, so now I have to protect myself. And I think that's just a natural reaction. When you're attacked, your normal reaction is to defend yourself. You know. So Steve says, if the child does this at home, what can the parent do? CPS on speed dial. Well, then I tell you what. Call CPS. Let them take care of you. You want to call them? Bye. Because as long as you're in my house, you're going to respect my rules in my house. Period. That's just the bottom line. This is not up for discussion. This is not up for debate. You don't like the rules in my home, then you can go. You feel like you want to be grown? You can go. But in my house, you're going to respect my rules. Period. I'm the adult here. I'm the one that's in control of the situation. Stop letting these children control these situations. Put your foot down. Stop being afraid of your children. Find out what's going on in your child's life. Find out why your child is acting like this. Maybe it's something you're doing. Maybe it's something that daddy has done. Maybe it's something that happened to them. But the parents are not taking the time to figure that out. That's another issue, y'all, that we're dealing with. Find out why this child is acting out like this. But some of these parents can't because you're too busy worried about what club you're going to be in this weekend. You going on your trip to Dubai or you going to Miami for a BBL. This is what some of you parents are more concerned with instead of trying to figure out what's wrong with your child. You need to, come on now. We need to put our energy back into our children because this is the future. We're looking at our next politician. We're looking at our next neurosurgeon. We're looking at our next doctor, our next judge, our next lawyer. This is who we're looking at, y'all. But we got to do better, people. We got to do better as parents. We got to do better as a community. You parents need to stop getting upset when a person of authority disciplines your child. Stop doing that. Back then, parents didn't have an issue. If they saw your child acting out crazy, they didn't mind you saying something to your child. Children respected authority. But now, baby, these children lay. You can't tell me now. You ain't my mom. You not my dad. That's what they tell them. My mama said I could. Yeah. Those are the types of things that these children see. But y'all just, yes. Y'all laugh about it. Y'all record it and think it's funny and put it on social media, and then you get mad at the comments. You don't want people judging what how you parent? Stop putting shit on social media. You don't want people to talk about how you parent your child? Then parent your children. So Ms. Diana says, trauma response. Most of these people didn't turn out okay. They are just functionally dysfunctional. Girl. Oh, girl, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Javier, no, ma'am. We are not addressing the teacher in them cakes. Goodbye, girl. So Diana says, I agree. When flight or fight kicks in, some folks fly, some fight. And they do. We see this far too often, y'all. Far too often. And the teachers are left out to dry. No support, not from the faculty, not from the parents. The teacher is always in the wrong. In certain situations, let me not say all, but certain situations. Because here's another video of a middle school student assaulting another teacher. Here we go.
Tonight, we're starting out with a video of out of Bowie Middle School in Odessa going viral in all the wrong ways. A shocking altercation between a student and a teacher leading to first degree felony charges and an arrest. Tonight, the Ector County Independent School District is responding to the video and looking to the future of safety in ECISD for teachers and students. Christina Burgess is here to break down the district's response. And Christina, what do they have to say in this matter?
Well, Alex, for starters, there will be following the student code of conduct. I had the chance to speak with the district superintendent, Dr. Murray, who says incidents like this one will not be tolerated. And I do want to warn you that the video we're about to show you is graphic. It's a video you've probably seen on social media over the past 24 hours. The original Facebook post shared over 3,000 times. And even though it's barely 40 seconds long, it's a difficult video to watch. In it, you can hear an 8th grade Bowie Middle School student and his teacher arguing over a phone that she confiscated from him. As the video progresses, you see the teacher refusing to give it to him. Then the student becomes physical, shoves the teacher, hits her multiple times, knocks her head against the desk, and knocks her to the ground. A violent incident that ECISD Superintendent Dr. Murray said will not be tolerated in this district.
Specifically, with students involved in a situation like this, you know, we have an obligation to follow our student code of conduct. And in this situation, violence is not tolerable. Specifically, this was an assault on a teacher. And so we will certainly use our every avenue legally to make sure that this type of situation doesn't happen again. All of those pieces are in place. So these incidents don't necessarily create a policy change. It is effectively using the policies and procedures that are in place. And so fidelity of implementation, if you will, making sure that we're implementing those policies and procedures effectively.
And he says while they make sure their teachers are equipped with what they need, he wants parents to do the same with their children.
You know, clear rules and expectations of children and of adults as well, but that needs to be clear. Our families need to understand those so that moms and dads can have conversations with kids about those rules and expectations. And then we have to equip our teachers and those that work with our children with the knowledge so that they also understand the rules and expectations and then how to implement those and enforce those within our campus. So that's.
And as for the teacher involved, the district is fully supporting her.
We're providing full support to that teacher to make sure that she feels confident and comfortable to return to work and continue to educate kids. And we will continue to support her and her family as we navigate this situation.
And according to ECISD, this 8th grade student involved has been arrested and charged with aggravated assault of a public servant, which is a first degree felony. Alex.
Christina, thank you. In parts of that video, you can hear that the student and the teacher seem to be arguing over a confiscated phone, which does align with the school's cell phone policy. And that says that students can have phones, but they must be turned off. The policy states that cell phones can only be used when students are outside of the school, and failure to comply with the policy can result in the phone being confiscated and picked up at the end of the school day by a parent.
So there are cell phone policies in place. You kids know this. Y'all know you can have your phone at school, but you're not supposed to. And 9 times out of 10, I'm pretty sure he or she, because I don't know if it was a young lady or a young man, was probably playing on their phone, sitting here like this, texting, tweeting on TikTok, Instagram, whatever social media site. And again, I'm pretty sure the teacher said, I'm going to ask you one more time, you know, please put the phone away. And again, probably said it 2 or 3 times. And then I'm pretty sure the student said, you can't tell my, this is my phone. My mama, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it went. So I'm pretty sure, you know, when the teacher walked around and confiscated the phone, that upset the student and provoked the student to start fighting with this woman. Again, and you wonder why we can't keep good teachers. You wonder why there's a teacher shortage. Again, they're overworked, underpaid, and then have to deal with your monster at school? No, baby. That's no. No. I pray. I pray for the next generation. I really do. But this is my stance, y'all. If you start charging these parents, these kids will keep their hands to themselves. I guarantee you. Let me say this. If y'all can lock parents up for your children skipping school if y'all could charge parents and put parents in jail for their children not going to school, you need to start charging them and locking them up for their kids assaulting these teachers. That's what y'all need to do. Let me just put that out there. Ain't nobody woke that part of the conversation up yet. Now, they'll send you a letter and tell you, oh, your child ain't been in school X amount of days, and if your child misses school, we can lock you up. Okay, when they start while they're assaulting these teachers, lock these parents up too. That's what you do. Start charging these parents. So Ms. Diana says, you bring up a good point about the community used to be able to discipline kids when they step out of pocket. The thing is, something was unrighteous somewhere, because those kids grew up in masses with a no one would be able to tell my kids anything mindset. Right. And that's what I mean when I say you hear these kids tell and these children tell you that. They'll turn around and say, my mama say you can't put your hands on me. My mama say you can't touch me. But then I tell you what, you tell your mama come pick your behind up then. That's what you do. If I can't discipline you in some form or fashion, then you tell your mama come pick you up. Tell your mama come pick you up. If I'm not able to tell you right from wrong, tell your mama come pick you up. That's what you do. Because I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing with the disrespect from my children, and I'm not dealing with it from someone else's child, period. But like you say, Diane, the times are different now. It's totally different. Parents, the community, the school, they care. When I was in school, if you made a bad grade, They was calling your parents. They was having parent-teacher conferences. And they were telling you, oh, you didn't pass this. You can't go out there to recess. You got to retake this. So on your recess, you're going to retake this test. Recess, you're going to finish this homework. You got in trouble at school? Trust and believe. Your mama knew before you even got home. They didn't even have to call. Because guess what? Miss Betty didn't see you. Because Miss Betty worked at the school. She the cafeteria lady. And they done went and told Miss Betty, yeah, you know, Ashley over there was just acting up. So guess what? Miss Betty didn't call your mom. So while you thinking your mama don't know what you done did at school, baby, Miss Betty done already called and told. You go home, you think everything is sweet. And your mama say, what happened in third period today? Oh, ain't nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Miss Betty told me. You was up in the classroom talking, and the teacher had to tell you 4 or 5 times to be quiet, and you still kept talking. So we don't have that. Hey, sis. Oh, it's good to see you, girl. I am good, 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 babe. It's good to see you. She say, we need the village like we had back in the day. I'm right there with you. Miss Diana say these parents are passing their trauma to their children. Right. And this is the thing, Diana. This is the part that parents don't want to address. You haven't healed. So now you pass this on to your children. Your children are acting out because guess what? Mama's doing the same thing that mama saw her parents do. Generational. At what point do you draw the line and say, you know what? We can't do this. At what point do you stop this? Stop encouraging this type of behavior. Suave says true. So Miss Diana says, it's just not safe to leave your kids with someone who can't discipline them. If I can't discipline them for their safety, they can't stay with me. Right. If I can't correct your children, then you need to go and keep them with you. Because your baby come to my house and cut up, or I'm going to tell your baby to stop. I'm going to pop that hand. I'm going to get that little switch, and I'm going to pop some booty here with a switch, a little fly swatter. Oh, yeah, I'm popping something because you're going to listen to me. Now, what you do at your mama house, you do that at your mama house. But, baby, let me tell you something. You're not coming over here with that foolishness. And let me take a moment to recognize the grandmothers that are raising their children's children and are doing the best that they can with what they can. Let me shout y'all out. Let me give a round of applause to those grandmothers. Let me give you a round of applause for that, because your grandmother stepped in when mama stepped out or when daddy stepped out. So I salute those grandparents that stepped in when mama and daddy stepped out. Because these grandparents are doing the best that they can. So Miss Suave says, Betty, call your grandma, mama, auntie. She wanted to make sure to mess with. Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me tell you, and when they were sending them notes home from school, they was coming after you. After they were sending them letters when they knew your mom and them was at home. So that way you couldn't intercept and stop this letter from you acting up in class, making it home. Because see, when they used to give it to students, but you know, of course, they would never make it home. So Jewel says, this is a result of kids having kids and not knowing how to properly raise them. Right. Right. Hey, Angela. Hey, Poo-Poo. She say they need to draw the lines now, and I agree with Diana. Right. Because if I left my child with you, you had my permission to discipline or reprimand my baby if my child was acting up. You had permission. So, Angela, if I send my baby over there to you and my baby cutting up, you had every right to pop her behind. You had every right to tell her to stop. Because I gave you that permission, because I trusted you. So I may say I agree. There we go. Diana says that's a whole nother issue. No way you should be 72 dealing with a 13-year-old. Right. That takes me back, Diana. I don't know if you remember the story about the twins in Atlanta who murdered their mother. The great-grandmother was raising them because the mama was out in the streets and stuff. And so by this time, when the mama wanted them back, they was like 14 years old and didn't respect authority because they were staying with the great-grandmother. The great-grandmother, she was an older lady. She had raised her children. So she was, you know, she was tired. You know, hey, you got to come get your children now because I'm old now. And they killed their mama. Because the mama was trying to discipline them. Because they woke up late and missed the bus going to school. And they ended up killing them. So we see this far too often, ladies and gentlemen. We see this far too often. Too much. Too much. So this is my stance. If you start charging these parents, I guarantee you these kids will start keeping their hands to themselves. But we also need to bring the village back. Stop telling people that they can't tell your children to stop. Because when these parents was telling us to stop, they weren't doing that out of ill intent. They were doing that to save us. They were showing us how to be respectful and how to conduct ourselves in public. Because every black parent had that conversation with their child. What did they tell you? Don't you get in this store and ask me for nothing. Don't you go nowhere and ask me for nothing. You better act like you got some sense. Because if you embarrass me in public, I'm going to whoop you right where we stand. We all had that talk. Every black child, mama or daddy, had that conversation. Well, mama had that conversation with you before y'all went to the store. You get in this car and you sit down and you act like you got some sense. If you went to somebody's house, you sit down and you act like you had some sense. You went to church, you sit down and you act like you had some common sense. Because see, you was going to get whooped in church too. Now, they may not have whooped you right then. See, what they would do, they would pinch you right up under your arm right here. They pinch that little fat. Or mama used to give you a look in church. Or Miss Betty used to give you a look in church. When you was talking and you was cutting up too much, they had all it took was a look. And you knew you was going to get your behind tore when you got home. You knew that. But now, you can't tell nobody's children nothing. My mama said, you can't tell me that. My mama said, you can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. You not my mama. And baby, because if I was your mama, you wouldn't even be acting like that. How about that? How about that? How about that? Angela says, right. Diana says, I remember that. Right, Jewel? They killed and they left the body in a bath and went to school like nothing. Angela said, yes, ma'am. Every black mama had that conversation with their child when you went before y'all went somewhere. And grandmama kept that switch. Mom would pull that belt out of her purse quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't make me. And you knew you had to get right. You knew you had to get right. You had to straighten up. Diana said the village has got to be righteous, though. I believe that's what happened to the village. Too many were abusing their authority. Yeah. And then to that generation left the community. They left the neighborhood. Well, what can we do to bring that back, y'all? Because it's absolutely needed, y'all. We're losing our children every day. If we're not losing them to the police, we're losing them to the streets. This new generation, they're lost. What can we do, y'all? This is the future. This is our next president. This is our next doctor. This is our next surgeon, our next millionaire. I pray every day, y'all. I pray for this generation. I pray for these teachers. I just pray. Because the world, y'all, is so scary now. It's so scary. Suave says, don't let them all catch you acting. You are getting your ass whipping for days. You are. You really, truly are. You really are. But we got to do better, y'all. Like, we have to do better. Not only with ourselves, but with our children. We have to raise our children righteously. We have to show our children right from wrong. And yeah, I get it. You know, as much as you try to show your children right from wrong, they still could get caught up in the life. I understand that. I wholeheartedly believe that. But y'all also have to understand, we are our children's first teachers. That's who we are. So if we're not showing our children the right way, what do you expect? Salute to these teachers and everything that y'all do. To every educator that I see on social media, I always stop and give them their flowers because they don't have to do that. They don't have to teach our children. They could just get up and walk away. But you have teachers that really, truly, genuinely love what they do. And regardless of what these teachers are going through, they still stay. Amongst these school shootings, these teachers still stay. Because this is what their purpose is. This is their passion. And you're allowing your children to ruin someone's dream. Y'all got to do better, baby, as parents. Like, you parents, y'all need to heal yourselves. Y'all need to go and get some intense therapy. Like, y'all need to do better with yourselves. Because I'm telling you, your child is going to end up in one or two places. Now ask yourself, is that what you really want? Do you want to see your child in a jail cell? Do you want to go visit your child in a cemetery? Is that what you really truly want? And I get it. Mama's out here working 2-3 jobs because daddy done left. I get it. Daddy's out here raising their children on their own because mama want to go live her best life. I get it. But that's where we as a community have to step in. That's where we step in as a community. Because that's what we did growing up. Back in the day, we had that. We had that. But now that's lost. And I hope and pray one day that village mentality will come back. Because I want to see your children grow. I'm tired of seeing so many of our black boys and black girls locked up. I'm so tired of seeing so many of our little black girls and black boys in a cemetery. I'm tired. So we as a people, y'all, we got to do better. We got to do better. To your parents, if you're not ready to be a parent, stop having children. Don't bring them into the world if you're not going to parent them. Don't do that. And I'm asking that in the most respectful way. If you know you're not about being consistent with raising your children, don't have them. Diana says you got to get them young. Pre-K, kindergarten. Be as involved in your kids' classrooms as you can. Be auntie and uncle to those kids, right? She say by 12 years old, they pretty set in their foundation. If you wait till then, it's too late, right? But you know what? It's never too late to change. It's never too late to change. And I can only attest for me. It's never too late to change. So Diana says the fax is fucking, it's free and easily accessible. So baby's going to keep being made by people unqualified to parent. Those who are qualified got to fill in gaps the best way we can. We got to get out of that. That's not my kid, not my problem mindset. Right. But you do have parents that are out of that. Let me post that comment back up. You do have parents that are out of, you know, that don't live in that mindset that do try to tell your child, don't do that. Your mama wouldn't like, you're not my mama, you can't tell me. And that's what they're met with. They're met with, you can't tell me what to do. You're not my mama, you're not my daddy. This is what they're met with. So how do we overcome that? Because you do have people out here, you know, like I say, like me, if I see your child cutting up, let me call your mama. You know your mama don't want you out here. You know your mama don't allow you out here to do that. Well, I'm snitching. And then you got some that be like, girl, thank you for calling and tell. Then you got some say, girl, I be trying to, and I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what's wrong with her. Maybe you need to take the time to sit down and find out what's wrong with them and figure out why they act like that. Maybe it's something in you. Maybe it's something in you that you just ain't healed from. So You pass it on to your child, your children. So Suave says people turn people that way because you try to save and save. So it's like, I'm tired of it. Yeah. Because you're going to, like, we get exhausted of consistently telling your child, stop, stop, stop. Don't do this. Don't do that. Leave, you know, we're tired of doing that. Diana say, right. Diana say, do it anyway. You never know what's going to stick. Sometimes a kid just needs to know someone give a damn. We can't save them all. We can only save who we can. Right. And that's why, Diana, like I say, when I see those videos of these teachers going the extra mile with these students, I always stop to make sure I give them their flowers. And I always tell them, thank you for all that you do, even when you know you don't have to do it. I give them their props. And sometimes that's all a teacher needs to hear is, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Instead of getting beat down and torn down, they see it far too often. So yeah, my heart goes out to these teachers, to these providers. My heart goes out to the parents that are trying to do the best that they can with their child, their children. Shout out to the grandmothers that are raising their children's children because mama or dad has stepped out. So you had to step in. I want to give all of y'all your flowers on that. So Ms. Diana says, what the Bible say? Don't be weary of doing good. It is exhausting. It is also necessary, though. You better preach. Amen, baby. Amen. So I'm going to roll into my final thoughts, y'all. Before I do that, let me give y'all a couple of updates. So Tuesday night, I spoke on the shooting that occurred at the Sweet 16 birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama. There has been an arrest. Three individuals have been arrested. I believe one was 16, the other was 17, and I believe the other one was 18. So they do have three people in custody. Want to give you an update in regards to the Tyre Nichols case. The parents, as of yesterday, have filed a $550 million lawsuit against the city of Memphis in the death of Tyre Nichols. No trial date has been set. But again, y'all know I'll keep y'all updated as any trial updates or any updates roll through. Y'all already know how I do. Again, for those just tuning in, I am talking about the incident between the substitute teacher and the student in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Again, the teacher as well as the student have been charged with simple assault. The child has been charged as a juvenile, and of course, the teacher has been charged as an adult. So any updates with that, I will definitely keep y'all posted on that. Also want to bring you another update on Ralph Yarl. Ralph Yarl was the 16-year-old student that was shot for knocking on the wrong door as he was picking up his siblings. Again, y'all do know that Andrew Lester has been charged with first degree, is it aggravated assault, something like that. But that is a felony. And I can't remember the other charge, but he has entered a plea of no guilty. He was arrested, but he did post a $200,000 bail. He was due back in court on Wednesday. And of course, that's when he entered the plea of not guilty. Any updates with regards to that? Y'all know I will definitely keep y'all locked, loaded, and updated, baby. I'm here to bring you all the news. So, let me go on to my final thoughts for tonight. So let me say this to you children. Keep your hands to yourself. We see this far too often. Altercations between students and teachers, and the teachers are not protected. You parents, start parenting your children, or they're going to end up in one or two places, in a jail cell or a cemetery. You pick your poison. we as a community, we have to do better. If you see a child out of line, correct them. Correct them. It doesn't hurt to tell a child, stop. Don't do that. That's not right. Parents, stop trying to be friends with your children. That's the problem these days. Y'all want to be the cool parents. Y'all want to be light. Just get back to parenting. And if you have any unresolved issues, seek therapy. Because you're passing on your trauma to your children. And your children are going to pass it on to their children. And it's just going to keep going if there's not a line drawn to stop this. It has to stop somewhere. Oh. I tell y'all, what are we going to do, y'all? What are we going to do? And that's, I'm going to end on that. What are we going to do? How do we control this? How do we curtail this? Because again, you're not safe at school because these mass shootings, these school shootings. Kids up there fighting educators. Teachers are quitting. They're retiring because they don't want to deal with this. You're taking away the learning from someone else's child because you want to get up there and show your ass because you want to perform like a clown. You want to do all that? Go to the circus. There's a time and a place for that. And a classroom ain't it. That's a place for learning. That's a place for a child to be taught. Not a stage for you to perform on. And I'm going to leave it at that. Oh, yo. So Suave says, amen. And Diana says, yes, please, love on these teachers too. Little things go a long way, and they do. And every time I see a video with a teacher, I always stop and I give her, whether I know the teacher, male or female, salute to you for everything that you do. Even my daughter's, my children's teachers, I would thank them for all that they do. Because you don't have to be here teaching my children. You could be somewhere, you could be doing anything else, but you chose to come and teach my children. So thank you for that. I commend you on that. I applaud you for that. Keep doing what you do. Even if it's a card, even if it's a $10 gift card to Starbucks or something, you know all teachers love Starbucks. Show these teachers that we appreciate what they do. Because a lot of them feel like we don't appreciate them. They don't feel supported. They don't feel loved on. But I think even each and every last one of my teachers, my children's teachers, and any other educator out here in the world, thank you for all that you do. Faculty, superintendents, the ones that really truly care, thank you. Thank you to the parents that are raising their children right. Thank you to the grandmothers, again, that stepped in when your children stepped out, so you're raising your grandchildren. Thank you for that. Thank you to the community that's still out there policing and making sure these children stay on the right path. Thank you for that. If no one has told you, I appreciate you. I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. What you do never goes unrecognized, at least not in my eyes. Okay. So for the upcoming episodes for Black Girl Interrupted, yes. Unless something changes, Tuesday night, we are talking about you women and your selfish ways and why you keep running off good men. And then you wonder why you're single. Because, baby, some of y'all women are selfish. And then I'm into the month talking about domestic violence. And this time, again, I'm speaking to you women. Keep your hands to yourself. Y'all worse than these kids. Keep your hands off these men, baby. Stop that. And then, as you know, y'all, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So every episode for the month of May will be something in regards to mental health. Again, as a person that suffers from depression and anxiety, you will always get transparency from me. So if you are easily triggered, it's okay if you don't tune in for any other episodes for the month of May. I respect that, you know, because some people are not ready to deal with their issue, address their issues. And again, that's cool. I respect that. But again, for the whole month of May, I want to address mental illness. I want to continue to keep trying to remove the stigma in the Black community, because the suicide rate amongst Black boys and Black men is on the rise. Again, I am welcoming all guests. If anyone wants to be a guest on Black Girl Interrupted Podcast, the email is down at the bottom. Shoot me an email. If there's a topic that you want me to address, if there's something that is going on in your city and you want someone to know about it, shoot me an email. Please give me 24 to 72 hours to respond. In that time, I will set up a meeting for us to sit down to discuss the topic, the conversation, and, you know, work all the details out in the background. I do want to share some news with you guys. I will be interviewing on another podcast August the 15th. Once I get all the information, I will post it on my website, www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com, as well as any other updates that come my way. We'll post it actually on my Facebook page. I'll post it on my Instagram. I'm going to start doing things on TikTok. So y'all stay tuned for my upcoming interview with another podcast. Again, any exposure is good exposure. Again, I am trying to take Black Girl Interrupted to the next level. So again, I want to say to each and every last person that tunes in with me, I love you guys. You guys are so freaking amazing. I love y'all. I love all the support that you guys give me. I appreciate the grace that you guys have given me, all the encouragement, the empowerment, the uplifting. I love you guys. Like, y'all just don't understand that I could not do Black Girl Interrupted without y'all. I couldn't get back into my space without y'all. Y'all definitely have rallied and y'all have supported me. And I definitely want to give y'all your flowers on that, because, again, I do this for y'all. I do this for me, but I do it more so for y'all. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Diana. I love you so much. I can't wait. We need to do a show, girl. We need to get together. We need to collab. My girl, China. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all, let me tell you something. Y'all tap in with this young lady right here. China, she is like so freaking amazing. Thank you for tuning in, China. I've missed you so much. Still praying for you. Still sending lots of love and power, positive energy your way. Thank you, Suave. I love you too, honey. I promise I do. China says, I'll definitely hit you up about the girls and boys going missing in Virginia. It's getting out of hand. China, I need to connect with you, because I'm actually wanting to put a panel together because I want to discuss femicide as well. So definitely want to get with you on that, because that is a conversation that needs to be put on the forefront as well. So many things that we need to address that is being swept too far under the rug. I definitely want to address that missing. Because we get little to no media coverage when Black girls or Black boys or Black men and Black women go missing, versus when white women, white men, white boys, white girls go missing, it's all over the news. And, again, I wanted to bring this point up really quickly. So there was a young lady in New York who, was in the car with a friend that pulled into the wrong driveway, and she was shot by the, owner of the house. And she really got no coverage, but raised more for a GoFundMe than they did for Ralph Yarl. But Ralph Yarl's story did not get put on the forefront until celebrities and the community came out to rally and advocate for Andrew Lester to be arrested. So, go figure. But China, I definitely want to discuss that, because this is happening far too often. and these stories are getting little to no publicity, and I think it's sad. And we have the platform to do it, and I think now is the time we need to utilize our platforms for positive things and less toxic shit. So let me just go ahead and put that out there, okay? So I'm definitely with you, China. I love you so much. I am so happy to see your face. You'll see, I love your post on Instagram. I'm always showing you some kind of love to let you know that I'm still watching you in the background, and I'm very proud of everything that you've overcome with everything that you've gone through. So I'm very proud of you. So I want to give you your flowers on that. Diana said, you know, I'm down like four flats, baby, on a Cadillac here. China says, oh, thank you. I've been watching this whole time. I appreciate it, y'all. Like I said, my goal is I'm ready to take Black Girl Interrupted podcast to another level. I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to start hosting conferences. I'm ready to start being at pop-up shops. And I want to do this for no money. I don't want to charge anybody to come to the events that I want to have. I don't, because I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because this is what I wholeheartedly, genuinely want to do, because I want to help the Black boys and the Black girls that look just like me. I want to help our community, because if we don't look out for us, who will? So let me get out of here before I start crying, because y'all already know I'm the biggest crybaby in the whole entire world. But I do. I want to take Black Girl Interrupted to the next level. I want to become a household name, and I want to do this because this is what I love to do, and not for money, not for monetary gain, because I don't care about that. Because guess what? As long as God keeps allowing me to do what I do, that's repayment enough. And I'm going to end on that one. So don't forget, and I said I would, y'all know I'm the biggest crybaby ever, but let me hold these tears in. But again, I love y'all so much. I appreciate all the love and support that y'all continue to show me each and every episode that I bring to y'all every week. Again, I promised I was going to stay consistent, and I've done just that. But don't forget, you can catch Black Girl Interrupted live every Tuesday, every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I am on Facebook. I am on TikTok. I'm on every streaming platform that's available. I'm on Google. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Deezer. I'm everywhere. I've done 3 interviews with 3 magazines. So shout out again to everyone that believed in me. Thank you, God, my Lord and Savior, for allowing me, my voice, to keep doing what I do and why I do it. God, I love y'all so much. And again, I'm going to end on this note. If you guys are in the midst of a storm, just know it gets better. Just know that it gets better. I know right now it looks hard, but it gets better. It gets better. I promise it does. Whatever your dreams are, don't give up. Do not let anyone tell you what you can and cannot do, because I believe in you. If no one has told you today, you can do it. I'm so proud of you. Everything that you do, I'm proud of you. I promise. Keep going. Keep going. You're going to get to the finish line. I promise you all, my race does not look like yours. My road does not look like yours, but we are all going to meet and get to our destination when it's time. So whatever it is that you're going through, baby, I promise you that storm does not last always. It gets better. I promise you, just know you are getting, you see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you're going to make it. I promise you, regardless of what you're going through, do not let any obstacle keep you down. You get up, you dust yourself up, and you keep going. You keep going no matter how many times you fall. God gives us another day to make it and do it all over again. I promise you, this is what we do. This is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to encourage. We're supposed to empower. We're supposed to uplift, and we don't do it enough. It does not take from you to celebrate someone else's victory. It does not. Oh, goodness. Y'all, I promise I said I was not going to cry. Y'all got me up here emotional. But I do want to say that whatever it is that you're going through, you got it. You got it. You got it. You're going to make it. Do not worry about what someone else tells you, because even though man says you can't do it, God always is going to tell you that you can. who I love. I love y'all so much. I do. And I'm proud of y'all. Regardless of where you are in life, baby, I'm proud of you. I don't care where you started. I'm just proud of where you finished. I'm proud of where you are in life right now. We all started rough. It all started rough. But you know what? Pat yourself on the back and congratulate yourself that you no longer live at that address anymore. You get what I'm saying? So you salute yourself on that. Do not be discouraged. Do not let anyone tell you what you cannot do, baby. Do it. Who cares if one person supports you, if 20 people support you? You keep going, because guess what? God is going to keep blessing you, because guess what? We are in a blessing season. That's what's going on right now. I know it may be uncomfortable, but guess what? Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. So, ooh, y'all. So Suave says, let's go. She says, you got this, sister. Angela says, I will support for a fact, and I appreciate y'all. Diana, I know it. I know it. It happens, y'all. It happens. Suave says, I need to hear that, and thank you. Because, again, you don't know what a person's going through. You don't know where a person is right now in their life. We might be stuck. We may feel like our feet are stuck in the cement. But just know, baby, God makes, he works magic, baby. He works miracles, baby. He can make, move any mountain and any obstacle out of your way. You just got to believe in him. If you're going to worry, don't pray. But if you're going to pray, don't worry. You got to trust God. You got to leave it with him. You got to know that he is going to lead you right where you need to be. We have to step out on faith, baby. We can no longer be afraid of what's waiting for us on the other side of the door. Because anytime I tell you, baby, God always gives you something bigger and greater than what you had. So I just want to leave y'all with that. It was just on my heart to pass that on. Maybe that's my daddy talking through me, because my father was a pastor. Maybe that's him speaking through me, and I was supposed to give you that message today. I don't know, but I don't ever question the things that come out of my mouth, because it was meant. Miss China says, don't cry. We are supporting you on all platforms. We love you, queen, and I love you too. And on that note, I love y'all. I love y'all. God bless y'all. I will see y'all Tuesday, same time, same place. You know what? Actually, I take that back, because I start my new schedule for my new job, so I don't get off work until 8 o'clock. So I'm going to start starting my shows about 8:15, 8:30, and we'll just go from 8:30 to 10 o'clock, because that's a work night. People have to get up, go to work. People have to go to school. So not going to hold everyone up all night, but again, I'm doing that out of love and respect, because, hey, we all got to pay bills and make money. I love you. I love, love, love you too, Suave. Good to see you. I'm still sending you positive energy, beautiful vibes, wishing you well and a speedy recovery. I promise you. So on that note, y'all, I am definitely going to check out, because guess what? 6:45 comes so early in the morning. I got to call and tell my baby good night, and I love her. But I love you guys. I will see y'all Tuesday. If anything comes up in between, y'all know I'm a hop on. Get y'all whatever it is. But I'm definitely going to keep y'all updated. China, we're definitely going to connect. I'm actually about to send you a message on Instagram, and we can go from there. But I love y'all. Everyone stay safe. God bless y'all. Have a beautiful Friday. Have a blessed weekend. And I'll see y'all Tuesday. Bye.